Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. You know, food is one of my favorite topics to discuss, so I'm very happy to introduce you to a woman who owned a top restaurant in California for over 20 years. Fran Berger, who owned the Farm in Beverly Hills for more than a couple of decades, is an entrepreneur, restaurateur, and businesswoman, and has taken her love and knowledge for food and created a new business, a lifestyle website celebrating food and relationships. FranBerger.com, and the tagline is Food, Family, and Friends Over 40. Hey, welcome, Fran, to America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, Valerie.
This website is all about providing ways to build and strengthen relationships through food. So I know you're a food lover and a restaurant owner. How did you come up with this particular concept?
Well, you know, after deciding that I was going to do something else after 20 years. I turned 65 last year. So it was kind of a changing point in my life, figuring out what I wanted to do. And a friend of mine came to me with a question, a business question about another restaurant that she was dealing with. And I answered her question. And then she said, she always comes to me for questions. And I said, that's odd. Why? And she said, because you always have the answers, and ask all of the group and they'll tell you they do the same thing. And so I asked, and the answer was, of course, they looked at me all quizzically like I didn't already know that. And so I decided, you know, to create an easy place to share my knowledge of food, family, friends, hospitality, how I've lived my life. And with more people than just my little group, with others for a larger community. And that's how it became Food, Family, and Friends Over 40. And I'm clearly over 40, so it's a group I'm familiar with.
And I believe you've coined a new phrase, relationship cuisine. How would you describe this particular kind of food experience?
Well, I create relationship recipes, and because, as we all know, and studies have shown, actually in the New York Times last week, there's been a Harvard study since 1938 that they came out with, reinforcing my opinion, that everything happens around the table. That's not to say that it's a gourmet meal or any of that. It's sort of a catchphrase of around the table. Relationships are created and strengthened when you share food and you share those moments, you know, around a meal, around a cup of coffee with a girlfriend on a bench. And so I've created relationship recipes. It's as much about the food really as it is about the time that you spend with your friends, but eating and drinking a coffee or a cup of water, anything really is the intimate part.
It's absolutely true. I mean, so many cultures revolve around the table. And if you go to any food show here in New York, we have just rows and rows and rows and rows of food items, and people love it, right?
Isn't it fun?
It's great fun. I love to talk about it. I love to experience it. This website, Fran, though, you have geared to people over 40. Why are you picking a certain demographic?
Well, you know, once we hit our 40s, things are changing. We've all been in careers in our 20s. When we're in our 20s and 30s, we're building a family. We're trying to grow a career. We're trying to make money. We're trying to get established. And by the second half of our lives, which is significantly over 40, I'm just decided that that was a good breaking point. But at 40, we've kind of built our careers. We're there. We've got our kids. And over 40, those kids start to leave the house. And your life changes. Or I was married as part of a couple for a whole lot of years, and now I'm single. So my life has changed. And when you might be looking to retire or figure out your retirement, what you want to do for that second part. And that's why I picked that second half. I'm a big believer that the second half of your life can and should be the best half. A lot fewer worries at that point. We've got the money and the time to do the stuff that we kind of always said in our 20s, someday I'm going to travel. Someday I'm going to go do this. Someday. And this is the day.
It is today. It is today for sure. And you just came back from a wonderful trip in Italy. Was that not only for fun, but also for business to go and find some new recipes or new experiences to share?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm not a chef. Even after over the 20 years that I owned the Farm of Beverly Hills, I'm not a chef. All the food came through me, but I'm not. But food inspires me. and I love food and wine. So Italy in particular inspires me. And so those 9 days, we crammed a lot of food and wine into it. I went with another restaurateur girlfriend, and I got inspired. I visited an old mill, and I bought flour there to try for pasta when I get back home. And then I bought some other pasta flour in an old castle. I want to see what the differences are. It's funny. I'm so much more into cooking now than I was 30 years ago, and I kind of had to,
Yeah, it's more fun now, isn't it?
completely, because it's what I want to do now. So
Right.
yes, it was very inspirational there, very.
Now, on your website, I noticed there are some wonderful recipes. They are created by others whom you credit. So
Yes.
you curate these recipes. These are the things that speak to you.
Correct. I dig around and find what other people have created. I try and keep them very simple. What you've noticed on the website is that they're one page, not a lot of steps, not too many ingredients. We don't have a lot of time in our lives, no matter whether we're still working or not working or never worked. We're all busy, crazy people. And so I've tried to keep them simple, keep them for people, anybody on the street to be able to make, and yet still have a great experience.
I'm speaking with Fran Berger, who just launched a new website, franberger.com. It's a lifestyle and food site, a relationship building site. And as I talk to you, Fran, you sound so fun to be with. I would wonder what is a dream dinner for you? Like, what is the most delightful thing that you could put together, and who would this group be for you?
Oh, I have to tell you, I call them my group of girls, my gang of I don't know how many, but they've been there always for me. Some of them are married, some of them are single, some of them are in their 30s, and as I said, I'm going to be 66 in June. Some of them are older than I, so it's just a whole group. And for me, it's having those friends around me. I've got something on the website that I described for a girls' night in. That to me is a fun thing, where we just, and that's finger food, because then you can sit and enjoy it with everybody, set out cheese and charcuterie and olives and wine, of course, for me. And, well, everybody, but, it's my group.
You'll share.
I share. I do. I'm a very good sharer. So for me, it's that time of sitting around and sharing for an evening. We might get together and actually make all kinds of flavors of popcorn and have champagne. Bubbles are my favorite, pink bubbles in particular. So have champagne and great flavors of popcorn and watch an old movie or something. That's just to me fun,
I heard the author of Eat, Pray, Love. It was the 10th anniversary, and she was talking about, following your inner voice and your heart. And
Absolutely.
it sounds like this is something that you did when you hit this age. You sort of started to look at your life in a different way.
Well, I think that that's what happened with my birthday last year. I had to decide what was going to make me happy now. And like I said, I got single a little over 3+ years ago, and I had to figure out what was going to put that smile on my face every day. And I'm not one to sit. I've worked since I was 12. Not much has been given to me. We didn't have much growing up, so it was really a time for me to say, okay, how am I going to be able to travel and enjoy and wake up happy every day? And so that's what I did. I created this, and it gives me a really good excuse to entertain and have people and eat.
Well, what do you hope will happen with this site, Fran? What's your next step?
Well, what I'm trying, not what I'm trying, what I am doing is I'm creating this community. I've got a group of experts. My experts panel is going to be starting next month. And I want people to be able to come there, ask questions, find answers, wealth management, health, dating, branding, beauty, travel, and some business questions. You can go to Ask Fran there. I will either answer them or my experts will be there to answer them. I want to share the knowledge of all of these people that I'm gathering and my own, and how to really make or help you make your life more fulfilling, things that feed your soul. It's about that eating again, isn't it?
It is, and feeding in a different way as well.
Yes,
Yeah.
completely,
Well,
completely.
it sounds like a really great one-stop shopping as you get this all together, and we have recipes and travel and lifestyle and all there from a woman who's had a wonderful business in Beverly Hills for many years. Fran Berger, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for sending everybody to franberger.com. It's a great website. It's fun. It gives people all kinds of, suggestions and thoughts, things to think about.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Tough times, no doubt. But is there a way to minimize the pain until you get your head above water? Absolutely. Here's the science of it. You see, the last 15 years of imaginative research holds the answer. First, you need to know the brain doesn't know the difference between the real and imagined world. As a result, negative imagination creates emotional pain. Positive imagination creates positive emotions. So imagine yourself to be in a healthier, happier state even when you're struggling. Well, it tricks the brain and stress is dramatically reduced. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Briefly imagine feeling better even when you're struggling, and you'll buy yourself just enough breathing room to keep your head above water. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1950s Kansas, the Johnson kids had to walk through a dangerous railroad switchyard to the bus stop for the long ride to their all-black school. When a block from their house was a school, for white kids only, the Johnson family went to court believing the segregated school system violated the 14th Amendment. What was the court's decision? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, rated R.
The district court decided that since all black schools and all white schools had similar buildings, transportation, curriculum, and teachers, segregation was legal. And that's the final verdict.